You're listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, March 31st, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
So, here we are. It is, I don't know. What day is it today? Do you know what day it is? I don't know what day it is. It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday. Today is the day you can get a free taco from Taco Bell. If you want to risk it for a 69-cent taco, you can go through their drive-thru and hope to God they don't have the coronas.
I went through a drive-thru yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't wear gloves.
Well, but gloves aren't the end-all.
That's true.
Because they're handling money. They're handling other people's things.
If they handle money with gloves on, then they handle the next person's things. If they're not changing their gloves, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like wearing bare hands without washing your hands.
If you've got hand sanitizer or vodka.
I think they said vodka won't kill the... You can pour vodka all over your hands.
Yeah, man, but you can drink it. And it won't matter to you. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Finally, a celebrity has taken the hit and done something...
stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, proven that they're just like us, celebrities are really starting to show while they are no longer connected with reality. Case in point.
Yep.
Bobby Flay.
Oh, my God.
Multi-millionaire celeb chef.
Yep.
And fine dining restaurateur.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a few of them. Well, they're closed now.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Maybe he's open for takeout.
I kind of doubt it. Fine dining takeout. I can see there's no market for that whatsoever.
He started a GoFundMe page.
What?
For his laid off staff from his now closed restaurants.
Are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Bobby, why don't you open up your checkbook?
Yeah,
because
the first thing, the automatic thing is that you think is, hey, he's trying to provide for his...
Well,
wait a minute. Then it
Bobby
hits.
F and Flay.
Then it hits. Wait a minute. What?
He makes millions of dollars every year just off his TV shows, not to mention his restaurants. Now, I get it. His restaurants are closed. They're costing him money because there's rent and things like that, probably loans.
There's
outstanding
loans.
I mean, there's a lot of overhead. Sure.
However.
But he's laid everybody off.
He could have paid them.
I think he owns a little Food Network and Cooking Channel anyway.
Possibly.
I think he's got a little stock there.
Mm-hmm. Possibly. But in his restaurants, you know, when he's on TV, he's not for residuals, whatever. He's not paying his staff for that. Okay,
The
GoFundMe page.
Yeah.
He asked for everyone to help pay their wages through the crisis.
I get that.
Now,
people could be using
their money
for
other people.
Toilet paper.
Who really need
toilet
the help.
Toilet paper. Could use some toilet paper. Just saying.
But there's business. Anybody there's laid off staff and businesses.
And you know what? Here's the thing. They will get unemployment, or they're getting unemployment insurance. It doesn't, obviously, unemployment insurance doesn't cover.
It doesn't cover the
rent. Your bill. No, it doesn't. You know, you can't pay the rent with unemployment, I always like to say. But it helps a little bit. And so, you know, he could supplement that because he's worth, what, $30 million? I think he could come up with a little bit of
pocket change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it didn't take long for social media to point out that Bobby should rather just pay his employees since he can afford
to. That's right. Social media will school you these
days. Now, he stepped up. I don't know what he stepped on, but he stepped on something. He offered to match all the money raised through the GoFundMe.
Are you kidding me?
Up to a measly $100,000. How generous, Bobby.
Oh, God. Not like he couldn't afford all $200,000.
He could. Of course he could. Yes.
Of course he could. I mean, you know, he poops that.
Yes.
Every day.
Now, Lady Gaga's dad, also a restaurateur.
Oh?
He followed suit for his employees, to which the internet exploded that his daughter, who was worth $250 million, should chip in the $50,000 he was seeking.
Oh, that's all he was looking for, $50,000?
Since she's also a part owner in the restaurant.
Gaga, come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. Wow.
Now,
they're just like us.
The GoFundMe for Gaga's daddy.
Yeah.
That's been taken down.
Well, as it should be. But Flays is still up.
Flays is still up.
Are you kidding?
And it has already received $11,000 out of the $100,000 he was asking.
Flay, I get it that your restaurants are closed. I get it that you have to pay the bills regardless. And that, I mean, I get that. Pay your people.
Yeah.
Pay your damn people. Or at least supplement their unemployment.
Okay. You feel better now.
I do. I feel a little better.
Okay.
I think.
Now, with the spread of COVID-19, people are checking in with the elderly celebrities. Bob Barker, safe.
Oh, Bob's safe. Good.
Yeah.
That's good. Because, yeah.
I wonder how Richard Simmons is doing.
We don't know.
He was
Richard
already
Simmons
sheltering
is not,
in place.
Yeah, but he's not an elder. Yeah.
I know. Well, he kind of
he's not much elder than me. Yeah.
So, no, Betty White?
Betty White's safe. We knew that. Yeah, she's not. We said that yesterday. Yeah.
All right.
Who else?
Now, some other ones we need to be checking on.
Oh,
Angela Lansbury.
Oh, Angela Lansbury,
Dick
right.
Van Dyke.
Yeah, somebody needs to check on Dick Van Dyke.
I'm sure his wife.
He's going to outlive us all, though.
Probably.
Oh, my God.
And 99-year-old Hugh Downs.
Hugh Downs is 99, isn't he? He's the next one to hit 100. Wow.
Dan Rather,
though Dan is like in his 80s.
Okay.
You know, he's young. He's younger than Hugh Downs, right? And Bob Barker. Aye, aye, aye.
Now, what about our
Tony Bennett. Thinking of Tony Bennett.
What about our little rat pack of Carl Reiners?
Carl Reiner, yeah. You talk about Mel Brooks, Carl Reiner, Norman Lear, all those guys.
I don't think
they're getting together anymore.
Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
He did an amusing social distancing video with his son Max, so he seems to be doing okay.
You got to go look at that on YouTube. It's just funny as hell. I mean, it's Mel Brooks funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm thinking of like Cloris Leachman. She's in her 90s. Bob Newhart.
Yeah, you guys, you elders,
we
need to be
checking
in.
We need to be checking on these folks. Christopher Plummer, Sound of Music. Hello, Captain Von Trapp. We gotta check on these people. We gotta find out. We should make it our business to check on these people, make sure they're all okay. Jimmy Carter, who's
and his wife
Rosalind. Yeah. Oh, you know whose birthday it was today.
Too.
Speaking of William Daniels, the voice of Kit the Car and Mr. Feeny on Boy Meets World. Yeah, he's 93 today. So there you go. Huh. And Herb Albert is 85 today.
Got enough toilet paper?
Yeah. No. No, yeah. You know what? I've got a pack and a half. But I got a lot of people in my house. There's six people in my house.
Are they mega rolls?
They're sort of mega rolls. Yeah. I don't think there is such a thing anymore until they start restocking shelves with Charmin. I miss Charmin. I miss Charmin a lot. I do. Maybe Halle Berry has some Charmin she'd be willing to share. But you know what? I just put that out there now. Everybody's going to be going after her. Halle, don't start a GoFundMe for toilet paper. That would be
bad. You're going to start a GoFundMe for toilet paper.
All right. We're going to get out of here without any funds because, you know, that's the way this works. That's our life. And we're just like celebrities, kind of.
Oh, absolutely.
In our minds. Back tomorrow morning with more frivolity. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.